The appetite for high-octane action and eye-popping moves will always be there. But game developers say the testosterone crowd is not the only game in town. Driven by the success of new game platforms, the $30 billion a year industry is turning its attention to the fairer sex.
52.
Nintendo's latest advertising campaign features Hollywood star Nicole Kidman playing the company's new brain training game.
Rock.
Experts say such games appeal to women who prefer more socially engaging themes. Electronic Arts online business manager Sharon Knight.
I think women are potentially more interested in community and in chat and in relationship-based games a bit more than first-person shooters, for example.
The shift towards casual games, as they're called, is evident in store shelves. Popular titles include Nintendogs, which require game players to care for a virtual pet. Also popular are devices such as Wii's Balance Board, which allows owners to play fitness games. With women already making the majority of retail purchases for the home, game retail spokesman Simon Safi says it was only a matter of time before marketers caught up.
In the last couple of years, far more games have come out that have appealed more to women. And that's moved on because they focus more on music, they focus more on dance, whereas traditionally they've been focusing on sport or action, whether that be driving or shooting or more adventure-type games.
There's also been a strong emphasis on the color pink. For software developers, the gaming world just keeps getting bigger.
I think that's a fantastic time in the industry right now. The next generation consoles, particularly the Nintendo Wii, are very much helping to widen the demographic for gaming. I think attracting more women, attracting more families, encouraging people to engage in more social play. I think it's an excellent time to foster new content.
Women are the largest buyers of the new content, which experts say is now the fastest growing segment in the video gaming industry. Millar Sega, VOA News.